For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. The coronavirus pandemic has affected nearly every aspect of American life. Schools, corporations, and governments have all had to change the way they do business, but they're not the only ones. Over the past few weeks, we've been reporting from Haywood County on some of the unanticipated effects of COVID-19. Today, we're back in Waynesville, where we'll take a look at how it's affecting another vital service, the funeral industry. It's never an easy time when a loved one passes away. But as with almost everything else in society today, the coronavirus pandemic has made that process more complicated, according to Wells Greeley, owner of funeral homes in Waynesville and in Canton.
We are 133 years old. A business was started by my great-grandfather back in 1888. I'm the fourth generation of our family that has been involved in Wells Funeral Home. And I have other family members, my son-in-law, who represents the fifth generation of our family. So we've been around quite some time.
Even with all that experience, Greeley and the nation's funeral industry are dealing with some unprecedented challenges.
I've never seen anything like this with the degree of uncertainty that we're dealing with.
Guidance from the National Funeral Directors Association says there's not much risk for funeral home employees in preparing the body of a person who died from COVID-19 as long as they're properly protected, nor is there any known risk associated with being at a funeral or visitation for someone who died of COVID-19. The biggest risk is the large crowds that funerals and visitations often draw. With social distancing requirements and bans on gatherings of more than 10 people, many families have had to adjust their plans.
I think most families are very understanding of what the landscape is out there right now.
Some have postponed commemorations or opted for private services, but others are opting to use the same tool that helps school kids continue to learn and businesses continue to hold meetings.
We have done through Skype, have transmitted funerals all over the world. That is an option, and I'm not sure exactly how many firms are equipped to do that, but given the technology today, it can be accomplished pretty quickly.
Cards, letters, and online condolences are also a great way to pay respects without putting others at risk. I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt for BPR.